Like to turn your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Beginning with verse number 18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything give thanks. It didn't leave anything out. The good, the bad, the ugly, whatever that it might be, we're to give thanks to God. Why the bad? Because His grace is sufficient. Always His grace is there and it is sufficient. So in everything we're to give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. He was talking to the church at Thessalonica. He's talking to the church here tonight. Quench not the spirit. Despise not the prophesyings. Prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good. And abstain from all appearance of evil. I'd like to speak to you tonight on some things that we should be thankful for. And Jesus came to bring pardon from sin. We should be thankful that He came to do that, because we nor any other could do that for us. Look at Psalms 103 and verse number 3. Psalms 103 and verse 3. The Bible says, Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. He forgives all of our iniquities in Christ. We must be in Christ to receive this promise, this blessing. Those that are in Christ need to be thankful for this promise and the fact that He brought to us life. He brought to us eternal life, who were only promised a short life here in this miserable flesh dealing with sin. We need to be thankful that He delivered us from that and is giving us eternal life. He came to bring that to us. He brings us new love, Matthew 22 and verse number 17. Matthew chapter 22 and verse number 17. The Bible says, tell us therefore, what thinkest thou? Is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar or not? 22 and 37. So Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. We're to love God with all of our heart, with all of our being, with all that we are. This love is not forced on us. We're not forced to love, but it's a voluntary thing. We have it placed within us. Our nature is to love God, for that's the purpose for which we were created. Because in order for us to please Him, we first have to love Him. And we're to do it with all that we are. He's given us that ability. He's given us that grace. And we need to be thankful that we have that desire within us, because it brings us away from sin that we suffer from and brings us to His righteousness imputed to us, that we might have cause to rejoice and enjoy life. We need to be thankful that He brings new longings. Look at Psalms 42, verses 1 and 2. Psalms 42, verses 1 and 2. As the heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth thy soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? There is a hunger for God in every individual. Many quench it, many deny it, but it's there. It's our instinct that we were created for God, and we have an innate desire for that. We are to follow that fully and totally. We need to be thankful that he brings us new liberty. Look at John 8 and verse number 36. John chapter 8 and verse 36. The Bible says, if the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. We have been made free from sin and the bondage of sin. He's freed us from the habits that brought to us suffering. He also has taken us from this old, the things of this world that bring suffering and sorrow into our lives and to many lives. But those that are in Christ have been delivered from those things. And we that are need to be thankful to him, because he is the only one who could do so. And he saw in us a reason to do so for us. He's delivered us. He's brought us to these places. And we need to be thankful, and we need to rejoice in the fact that his grace was extended to us and that he set us free from the bondage of sin. We're no longer a slave. Before he delivered us, we couldn't help but sin. But now we can overcome sin with that new nature that we have and that seed that remains in us. He brings us a new looking. Look at Hebrews chapter 12 and verses 1 and 2. Hebrews, the 12th chapter, verses 1 and 2. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus. Looking unto Jesus. I didn't look unto Jesus before I got saved. Did you look unto Jesus before you got saved? Now we do. Now we can. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. The author, the beginning and the ending of our faith. Our faith has made us whole. Our faith has delivered us. And listen, he began to deliver. He will fully deliver one of these days when he comes back the clouds of the air, when we will be redeemed, both body, soul, and spirit, and sin will no longer have its effect or take its toll upon us. We need to be thankful. Whether we be the happiest people in the world, we've got to be thankful to him for what he has done. We look to Christ, not to man. Man can't deliver us from nothing. Listen, we elected a man that many think is going to deliver us from all the problems that are going on. He's not going to do it. He doesn't have the power to do it. No, he doesn't. But Jesus does. And I'll tell you something else. The means of that, the children of Israel, when they got down and out and their sins pulled them away and they got so deep in sin that they began then to reach out and to cry out. And you know what? He delivered them from the bondage of Egypt and brought them into a new land. And he did it in spite of them. When God's people, I believe if all of the Lord's churches in this country would begin to really get earnest and right with God and begin to pray, we could change this country. And even I've made the statement, it's gone so far, I don't think it'll ever come back again. But just think. Think about what this church could do and the power that we could have by the grace of God if we would really truly get our hearts right and get set and be thankful for these things that God has given us genuinely and reach out to him. Brother, we could change this community we live in. We need to give thanks for the peace that he's brought to us. Look at Isaiah 26 and verse 3. Isaiah, the 26th chapter, and verse number 3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Now, if you want peace in your life, listen to this. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace. Who will? Jesus will. God will. Whose mind is stayed on him. Because he trusteth in thee, trust ye in the Lord forever. For in the Lord, Jehovah, is everlasting strength. Was it Paul that said, when I was weak, I'm strong? When this flesh is weak, he's strong in the spirit. When our flesh is weak, that we are, can be strong in the spirit by the grace of God. We need to be thankful for this peace that he has given us. We need to be thankful for the promised peace. Look at John 16 and verse number 23. John, the 16th chapter, and verse number 33. John 16 and verse number 33. These things I've spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. If your heart's in the world and fulfilling the lusts of the flesh, get it out. Get it on Jesus. Listen, these things I've spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Notice, be of good cheer. If you're caught up in the world, you're not going to be. But if you get and pull yourself out of the world, then his grace will work sufficiently in your life. And then you can be of good cheer, because he'll deliver you from that which takes away your enjoyment of life. We need to thank God for peace through his blood. Look at Colossians 1 and verse number 20. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 20. The Bible says, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things on the earth or things in heaven. Having made peace, how? Through the blood of Jesus that he shed on the cross, reconciling all things unto himself through that shed blood. Not through a man, not through his blood, a man's blood, but through the blood of Jesus Christ, that sinless blood. We need to be thankful for peace through Christ. Look at Romans chapter 5 and verse number 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ by faith. He justifies us. And that brings peace. You know, we need to be thankful that he said, if we'll confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Right. If we confess genuinely from our heart in a repentant state, sorry that we've sinned against him, listen, he'll cleanse us. And I'll tell you what, he'll give us that sweet peace and contentment and satisfaction. We won't have that battle with ourselves. We won't have that turmoil. We won't have that misery that makes us a mess. And any little thing sets us off. Always we're finding fault and criticizing. Always pointing a finger at somebody. Always blaming somebody else. He'll take that away. He'll give us peace. And listen, this is the peace that he says passes all understanding. It's there for the taking. Without Christ, there is no peace. We need to thank him for a peaceful mind. Look at Philippians 4, verse number 7. Philippians 4. Verse number 7. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. There's no need to worry. There's no need to fret. He's still on the throne. He still keeps his promise. And if we'll do our part, he'll deliver us fully and give to us that peace that passes understanding. No need to worry or fret, but there is no peace for the wicked. Look at Isaiah 57 and 21. Isaiah 57 verse number 21. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. You know what? Romans 3:17 says, the way of peace they have not known. What is he talking about? Peace between them and God. He brought peace into our lives. But that peace, in order for it to remain fully and have the full enjoyment of it, has to be a result of us parting from sin. Looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, trusting in him, knowing that no matter how bad things get in this flesh, he will deliver us. And when we get through the temptations and the trial and the messes that we make out of our lives, when we get through it and we really, truly, genuinely from the heart get things right with God, looking to him fully, he'll give us that peace that passes understanding. And we'll look back and say, thank God he brought me through it. And now I've learned the lesson that was in it for me. And the greatest lesson that one can learn is that we might abstain from all appearance of evil. Keep ourselves. Lord, keep me from this and that. Lord, take this away from me and that. Listen, nowhere does he say he'll do that. But he says, you put aside those things. You take that away. You turn to me. That's the avenue. Then we have that to be thankful for. We need to thank him that he provides our daily needs. Philippians 4:19 says that he supplies all of our needs according to his riches and glory. We need to be thankful that we have physical health. God's to be thankful for that health. We need to be thankful for what little bit of happiness and enjoyment that we've had and that we have in this life. We need thanking for having a job, a car, a home, and clothes to keep warm with. We need to thank him for having the good friends that we have, and especially the brethren that we have in church. That's a special relationship that ought to be cherished and guarded, because we're brothers and sisters in Christ. We're the adopted children of God. And boy, how we had ought to be thankful for that. In everything, give thanks, even for problems, troubles, sickness, and distress. We're thankful to God. And if we're thankful to God, we won't have anything to complain about. If you're here this evening, you don't know the Lord as your Savior, you need to realize that truly you're a sinner. For we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. You need then to be sorry that you've sinned, because your sin hurts God. Your sin put Jesus on the cross of Calvary. Your sin brought reproach on him. Your sin brought suffering, as my sin and all of our sin did. But you need to take it personally and take responsibility for your part in it. And you need to realize that you are a sinner. You need to be sorry to him that you've sinned against him. And then you need to let that godly sorrow bring you to a place to where you're willing to turn from sin and turn and trust Jesus Christ. Turn and receive that gift that he's offering to you. And you receive it by faith. By faith. What do you mean? You believe with all of your heart that he's God who came in the flesh. And in the flesh of man, he suffered and paid the penalty for your sin. He bled, he died, he was buried and rose again. And this is most important, and we ought to be the most thankful for. He arose again for our justification. Because there was nothing we could do in order to be justified in the sight of God. We could not be good. We could not do good. We could not offer anything. Even if we offered all we had, even our life, we couldn't do it and be accepted of God. The only way we can be accepted of God and justified is through the works and the suffering of the Lord Jesus Christ that he did for us. Need to be thankful. You need to be sorry for the part that you had, and you need to let that cause you to turn from self and sin, turn from trying to justify yourself, and turn and accept the justification that the Lord Jesus offers you as a free gift. You need to do it before it's too late. Time's getting short. As we stand, come to Jesus before it's too late. Come trusting him. Come, lost friend, confessing your sin and by faith trusting him as Savior. Come, child of God, confessing your sin and trusting that he'll forgive and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And then when he does, then you forgive yourself. Because if God will forgive you, who are you to hold yourself accountable, other than you feeling sorry and feeding your ego? Need to come tonight. What should we sing?
240.
As we sing this hymn, come to Jesus. Oh.